For people buying insurance on the individual marketplace, the price of coverage can be a little hard to swallow, especially if they make too much to qualify for subsidies. Monthly premiums for some individuals can be so high that people are turning to drastic measures to get health insurance. And reporter Rachel Bluth of Kaiser Health News has been following some families that cut their income in order to get cheaper insurance. We talked to Rachel in December to learn more about the lengths people will go to defray the cost of their health insurance. Well, you profile one person in particular dealing with this issue of medical expenses, Ann Cornwell of Tennessee. Can you tell us her story?
Yeah, so Ann Cornwell works for a really small consulting firm that doesn't offer any health insurance. So she, like a lot of other Americans, had to buy it on the individual market, and she saw that for her and her retired husband, it was going to come out to $2,100 a month this year for the least generous plan available. So she ended up reducing her hours. She was a full-time salaried employee, reduced her hours by 30%, became part-time, and took a huge pay cut in order to qualify for subsidies, so money from the federal government to help her purchase a plan on the individual market.
So she was in this place, and she's not alone. She's making a decent amount of money, too much to get subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. But without those subsidies in a lot of places, it's such a huge slice of income. People are in this bind now.
It is, yeah. You know, somewhere around 5 to 7% of people buy their insurance on the marketplace, and about half of those don't qualify for subsidies. So for Ann Cornwell, she took a $24,000 pay cut, but it was totally made up for because she got a $27,000 subsidy to buy insurance.
And she and her husband also talked about, as another option, getting divorced, right?
Yeah, they almost did. It's a little too hard to do that at the drop of the hat in Tennessee, where they're from. She thought about creating an LLC, like an individual corporation, and have it pay her a smaller salary so she'd be able to qualify, but that would have taken too long, too. So this was a pretty drastic step that she took, but it kind of highlights the fact that even with the subsidies and even with the Affordable Care Act, a lot of Americans still find health insurance pretty expensive.
And you talked to some financial planners for this story. What kinds of options did they lay out there for people in this income range? Too much to get subsidies, but then it's too expensive to buy this. What are some of the other options apart from drastic things like cutting back at your job?
Yeah, I think most people, most financial advisors probably wouldn't tell you to take a $24,000 pay cut, but there are some other options, you know, putting as much as you can into a 401k account or a health savings account, anything that will bring down your pre-tax income and maybe put that money away somewhere else so it's available to you later.
And is this a question that these financial planners you talk to are getting fairly frequently?
Absolutely. You know, buying health insurance is very complicated, especially with all the uncertainty around what was going to happen this year on the federal level with, you know, continuing the Affordable Care Act. So it really goes to show how it's really hard for people to navigate without a financial planner. The woman I talked to, Ann Cornwell, needed to go through four different spreadsheets to come to this conclusion.
And looking at the people in this situation and the kind of cutoff for subsidies, is it kind of tapered off? The less you make, the more subsidy you get, but at some point you just kind of fall off the cliff and there's no subsidy at all?
Yeah, so subsidies are available to people who fall between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty line. So for a family of two last year, that would have been a little bit more than $16,000 to around $64,000. So after that, you know, if you make $1 over, you're not qualifying for a subsidy.
And there have been increases in premiums in recent years, partly because of the Affordable Care Act itself, partly because of changes in the way the federal government has subsidized it. Is that making this more of a pressing problem?
So premiums go up every year because the cost of healthcare goes up every year. And there was some stuff at the federal level that might have contributed to increasing premiums this year. But subsidies go up with premiums. So if you're getting a subsidy and you see your premium going up, your subsidy will also go up. So that's why you're seeing this year, especially, a lot of people are able to buy with their subsidies these zero premium plans. They're called bronze plans. They're the least generous coverage available, but you'll be getting it for no premium every month. Actually, Anne Cornwell, the woman from my story, with her subsidy, even though the premium went up this year for her plan, she's not going to pay a premium every month because the subsidy went up as well.
Getting back to the people you're focusing on here, the people in that middle class range making a little too much to get subsidies, can't afford the premiums. Is anybody out there talking about a fix to that situation?
Not that I'm hearing. It's definitely something that a lot of people have to face. But you got to remember, most people who have health insurance aren't buying it on the individual market. You know, that's 5 to 7% of people. Most people get it from their employer or from the government. And so of that small percentage of people who buy it, an even smaller percentage aren't getting any subsidies. So it's a big problem for them, but it's a small percentage of people.
We'll leave it there for now. Rachel, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
Rachel Bluth is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. She joins us to talk about the length some families are going to get affordable health insurance on the individual marketplace.